We're up to Mishnah Gimel in Maseches Ma'aser Sheni. Halokeach behem l'sivchei shlomim. If somebody purchases with Ma'aser Sheni money that the Ma'aser Sheni produce outside of Yerushalayim had been nullified upon the and substituted in terms of its kedusha upon the money and suitable money, as we laid out in the previous Mishnah. Now that money was brought to Yerushalayim, and the person buys a behema with the money appropriately. As it says, Babakov Batzon, that this is going to be money that is spent on an animal that could be brought for a korban for a korban shlamim. So what happens then? So it says the Mishnah, Ochai Levasa Taiva, or the person purchased a beast like a deer for that can't be bought as a korban, but bought it just because he wants to eat a nice dish of venison. So these are both proper uses or permissible uses of a meiser sheni money in Yerushalayim, but included in this purchase is going to be skin, and the skin is not going to be burnt on the mizbeach, and it's not going to be eaten. So what happens with respect to the skin? So we say, well, the skin goes l'chulin, liyatsa or l'chulin. The skin itself does not receive the kedushas ma'aser sheni, doesn't receive the holiness of ma'aser sheni. Apa pisha or meruba labas, even though there might be more skin than actual flesh. Similarly, the same applies to a person who purchases kadayayin stumos. He purchases jugs of wine which are sealed. Makab shadakli machas stumos, in a place where they're typically sealed, so there's no extra price which is charged for the jugs themselves, but you do buy the jugs as well. Yotza kankan l'chulin, so the jugs, the bottles go l'chulin, they're considered to not have kedusha, not have the holiness of ma'aser sheni. Could use them as you see fit. Hegoizim mehashkedim, if you have walnuts or almonds and you purchase them with ma'aser sheni money, they come with their shells. Yotza klipeyam l'chulin, there's no extra purchase price which is paid out for the shells, so therefore the shells go l'chulin and they're not included within the kedusha of ma'aser sheni. However, this is not going to be true in a case where a person purchased these items from a merchant, because the merchant is charging very specifically for every single component of the merchandise, including the skin of an animal, including the jug of wine, and therefore the ma'aser sheni money was specifically pinpointed for those items, and therefore those items then would not go to be considered as chulin in such a case. The Mishnah goes on to say, Hatemid, person has a type of beer brew made up from water, which was poured on the skins, the grape skins and the grape pits. So up until the point in which it has not become fully vested with its beer-like character, then it's not considered to be a foodstuff that you can purchase with kesef maaser. It's more considered like water, and you're not allowed to purchase water. It has to be a real gesunder food, as the Mishnah is going to explain later on in the perek. Now, but once it does become hechmitz, sometimes used to denote vinegar, here it means that it has taken hold, that the beer like beverage has taken hold, nilkach b'chesef ma'aser, so at that point in time it can be purchased with the money of kesef ma'aser sheni. That brings us to our last Mishnah of the Mishnayos that I have the schus of being able to learn together with you, l'zecha nishmas Daniel Chernikov, and it's been a tremendous schus to be able to participate in this very worthy project. And the very last Mishnah is Mishnah Dalet of Perek Aleph, and talks about what if you purchased an animal in the wrong type of fashion. Meaning what? You purchased a beast animal, like a deer, to bring a shlomim, and you can only bring a behemoth for shlomim. You can't bring a chayah for shlomim. It's a korban shlomim. Behemoth lebasa taivo, you bought a behemoth which is eligible for zivchei shlomim, which is really an ideal purpose for the money of Maaseh Sheni, but instead of bringing it as a korban, you decide that you're just going to eat the animal without bringing it as a korban, then lo yatzo or lechulin, then the skin is not considered to go lechulin, and you have to buy an additional amount of produce that corresponds to the value of the skin. Another interpretation, which appears to flow from the Gemara in Menachos and Daf Pei Dalet, is that it means that the entire sale basically is void, and there's no Kedushas Maaseh Sheni that resides on any part of the animal, and you have to buy for the entire price another type of foodstuff, therefore the same price, and eat that foodstuff b'kedushas maaser sheni. Similarly, kadayim suchos astumos, if you bought jugs of wine that were psuchos, where there was no covering on them, meaning that there was no jug really that it came into. Normally you would just bring your own jug and they pour the wine into your jug, but you didn't bring your own jug and therefore they gave you a jug. Or you bought jugs of wine that were already prepackaged as clothes, but it was a makom shadak in the makrib suchos. But most people purchase it without jugs, and therefore the fact that you purchased a jug means that you were paying a very specific price over and above the usual price. And then we say that in such a case as well, lo yasa kankan l'chulin, the kankan, the jug itself, has not gone to be considered to be chulin, to be unholy, but rather we say that that you have to, since the kankan is not going to be edible, obviously it receives kedushas maaser, and you have to purchase in correspondence the amount of money, the value of that kankan, the value of the jug, of the bottle, you're going to have to purchase other foodstuffs and eat those other foodstuffs in Yerushalayim, as is the din of Maaseh Sheni. Sali Zesim Sali Anavim Imakli, if you purchased baskets of olives or baskets of grapes together with the kli, meaning you bought it the grapes or the olives together with the basket, Lo Yatsu Demei Akli L'chulin, so then we say that the kli, the vessel itself, is not considered to be discounted. Rather, it's considered that you paid some of the Maaseh Sheni money specifically for that purpose. Since you paid specifically for that purpose, then they have a din of Kedushas Maaseh Sheni, and you have an obligation to see to it that the money that was spent for them is spent on actual foodstuffs, as Maaseh Sheni money is supposed to be spent, as it says that Vitzarta HaKesef B'yadcha, that you are supposed to take the money in your hands, and you go up to Yerushalayim and Asata Kesef, and you spend the money with everything that you desire, to be spent on these actual foods, since it turns out that you spent a portion on the baskets. Therefore, that amount of money has to now be spent on food that is going to be eaten in Yerushalayim. And with that, we conclude our series of Mishnayos. L'zecho nishmas Daniel Chernikov, Sichrono Levacha, Yehi Sichro Baruch.